Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Don't forget, you got Dimitri Graffiti today, 8:50 today. Dimitri Graffiti, make sure you follow the rules of engagement. Also, we got a big prize package for you. Do you like bluegrass music? We got a four-pack for you for a show at the Capitol Theater next Friday. Not this Friday, next, or is that Saturday? Hold on, I screwed it up already. Next, it's a September 12th. Whatever that, it's either Friday or Saturday. Anyway, a four-pack for you. If you just joined us, breaking news all over the place. Steve Novotny, who, full disclosure, I actually like the guy, although sometimes it can be annoying, is our host here on the River Talk radio network stations, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. He's also a very special guest right now because of this breaking news regarding East Ohio Regional Hospital. He's no longer the local contact person. Just disclosed that now the Harold Ramsey owes him money, and that we're just trying to get to the bottom of all these different questions, and we appreciate Steve Novotny joining us. My whole show has changed, by the way. With his phone call, it changed everything on my show because I was going to be talking about old different stuff with Steve, but now he's not the local contact, so this changes everything. And again, Steve, thank you very much. And he's also the publisher of Lead News. Thank you very much for continuing to join us here. Hey, Steve, what can you tell me? Why didn't Harold Ramsey ever pay the back taxes? There are at least $1.6 million in monies owed to Belmont County. What do you think now? Because now you're free to talk about it because he owes you money too.
You just called me annoying?
Well, I meant that in a loving, positive, life-affirming way.
Oh, okay. why didn't he pay the back taxes?
Yes.
I don't know. From what I understand and what Mr. Ramsey has explained, that his goal was to reopen the hospital and get everything paid, the vendors, the past employees, and the back taxes.
All right. Now, when you were the local contact person, by the way, breaking news, Steve Novotny, no longer the local contact person. I was actually upset with seven.
It's not breaking news. I actually reported it yesterday.
Well, you didn't tell me. You didn't have a news release like you had the news release. Oh, you could interview Harold Ramsey. I'm the local contact person. You didn't tell me. So I'm glad that you're telling everybody else now. That's great. That is wonderful. Back to this Harold, Channel 7. I was upset with Channel 7 this morning because 7 said that they did the story about these poor people, East Ohio Regional Hospital employees, having to go to federal court to try to get first in line to get their money, which I can't believe they're ever going to see a penny of it because I'm sure it's all been shipped to India. But they said they reached out local contacts or trying to find people to speak on behalf of East Ohio Regional Hospital. And I thought to myself, well, all you had to do, Channel 7, is walk a few blocks over to Steve's house and knock on the door and just ask him. But now that explains why they did not do that. Well, assuming that they knew, which they probably didn't, that you're not the local contact. Now, here's the other question. You would know this.
I was contacted by WTRF, and I explained to them that I'm no longer the contact.
Well, they didn't say that in their morning newscast. That walk-up guy did not say that. I watched the morning newscast. That's why I was so upset. It's like, what the hell's wrong with 7? They actually did reach out to you. They didn't report that this morning. They did not report that.
And the local newspaper reached out during my show, and I also told them I'm no longer the contact.
Well, who reads the newspaper? But 7, I was watching the 7 newscast, and walk-up said that they reached out and no comment. It's like, well, wait a minute. So, oh, God, 7 News is the worst. It's just the worst. Anyway, back to this thing. When you were the local contact, and maybe you can help me understand, because this to me makes me nuts. East Ohio Regional Hospital continues to deceive the public. It continues on its website to indicate that it's open for business, no hint that it's been closed for the better part of a year. The East Ohio Regional Hospital website, if you don't know any better, you think it's still functioning, it's still operational, and you can still pay your bills or whatever. Help us understand, why would East Ohio Regional Hospital, Harold Ramsey, before that, Doc Johnson, continue to pretend on their website that the hospital's open when it's been closed for the better part of a year.
Patients, and there's a portal on there, for the patients to get their medical records, and there's laws that mandate that those websites remain in place with those portals. So those patients can get their medical records. That's the answer that I received, because I asked. I was like, well, what about all this? And they're like, well, the portal's there. And at one point, it was the patient portal was restored because the past ownership didn't keep it up. It was restored by the new owners, and therefore that website, from what I understand, has to remain in place.
Well, the website's, no one's arguing that. But the messaging on the website is that, you know, we're open for business and this, that, and the other. Not a hint that they've been closed.
No idea about that. That's all from previous ownership. No idea.
Well, that would also be Harold Ramsey, too. I mean, that's the current ownership. I mean, he owns that thing as well. What else can you tell us, Steve?
I'm not sure, honestly, Dimitri. I'm not sure if the website went with everything again.
Harold Ramsey said he bought everything. That's what he told us in the interview. Okay. You heard the interview. He said he bought everything.
Yeah, I did. I'm not real sure about the website, but when I did ask that question, the patient portal, the medical records, that was really, obviously you want access to yours. I want mine.
Sure.
So that was the answer that I was given.
All right. Are you going to hire an attorney, or are you going to join in this lawsuit with the employees to get your money from Harold Ramsey now?
I've not contacted those attorneys. I was waiting to see how everything played out, to be honest with you. I probably not. I've not really even considered that, to be honest.
I think you should. Next question. In light of everything, and now that you're free to speak your mind, and you've been on the inside, you know all of this stuff, do you still trust Doc Johnson and Harold Ramsey? Yes or no?
I don't trust Doc Johnson. I don't know Harold Ramsey well enough, I feel, to answer that question. But what I will tell you is that he has never said anything to me or indicated anything to me that this has been a dishonest effort to reopen the hospital in Martins Ferry. And I mean that. I've not seen anything. I'm a pretty skeptical person. I'm pretty positive. But from what I have seen, and again, as only a local contact, not a spokesperson, not an insider, because I've never attended a meeting, it was point A to point B. That's the only thing that I ever did. I've never, and even in the interview, I don't know if you heard the interview that I had with Mr. Ramsey, but I went after him pretty good. And that interview took place before I was asked to be the local contact. It was right after. That's right. But I went after him pretty good, asked him about the back taxes, the employees, everything. And I've not had an indication, and he's not said a word to me that would make me, I guess, skeptical, more skeptical of a new owner coming in that you don't really know. Does that make sense?
Well, actually it does. The role of Doc Johnson, he's still hovering around the edges, and I think he's behind this collection agency thing with the Indian Calcutta call centers. How often did you see Doc Johnson or have interaction with Doc Johnson?
I met Mr. Johnson or Dr. Johnson once when the hospital wasn't even open, and it was around COVID time when he had purchased the property and the business and was, working on refilling the hospital with equipment and with, new guts, so to speak. I met him during a meeting with the attorney and with a couple of the officials of the hospital who were working to evaluate the interior of the hospital for necessary equipment for reopening. So that was probably a year before the whole thing reopened, maybe 8 months. Okay. And probably, and I asked repeatedly for interviews and things like that, and they were never granted.
Okay. When you were the local contact person for East Ohio Regional Hospital, did you also have to interact with the mayor and the city councilman, everybody else connected with Martins Ferry?
I, of course, cover Martins Ferry, and when that topic came up, of course, everybody knew. And I did disclose each and every time that I was the local contact for 36.
No, understood. But when you did interact with these people, does the mayor, Davies, and city council and other people in Martins Ferry, do they still trust Doc Johnson or now Harold Ramsey? And do they have grave concerns about East Ohio Regional Hospital? Or are they still on board thinking, yeah, this is going to happen, it's going to open? What's your sense of how this has soured them, if in fact it has soured them? Hello? Where are you? Steve, what the hell happened now? Stay, hold on. Wait a minute. Say again, please, Steve.
We really, really want this hospital to reopen, as well as the people in Yorkville and Rayland and Blair and Shadyside and Bridgeport, because that's their artery. That's their healthcare artery that they grew used to for a long, long time. So I think the good people in Martins Ferry are just trying to fight for what they need. And that healthcare facility is something they believe they need because they've had it for so very long.
But does Davies think it's actually going to happen? Or anybody in Martins Ferry, city government, actually think this is still going to happen?
I don't know. Right now, according to these filings, I'm not even sure that a reopening might happen at this point. You know, I understand why the employees have, sought. I'm one of them that sought that seeking their back compensation. Why wouldn't they? But as far as city officials, I'm not real sure how they're feeling right now.
All right. Well, Steve, I don't know what I don't know. So what should I have asked you regarding East Ohio Regional Hospital or Harold Ramsey or Doc Johnson that I did not ask you? But it's important for the listeners to know.
You know, as far as the future for East Ohio, I'm not 100. I have no idea what's going to go on with 360, with Mr. Ramsey, anybody affiliated with the new company. From what I, understand, again, the sentiment is that healthcare is very much needed here in the Upper Ohio Valley. You know it, and I know it. Look at the celebration that took place with the great facility that Trinity just opened out in St. Clairsville. From what I can see, a lot of the efforts that were made by everybody local, including myself, was simply to try to get that additional health care here. Dr. Johnson, nobody hears from him. It was horrible the way the place closed on March 20th for people not to trust him. I don't trust him. But I was kind of hopeful with 360 and their efforts to reopen this hospital. I really was. I was hoping that that would happen for the people over in East Ohio very much.
Do you still have hope?
I don't understand everything. Since the filing was announced yesterday, I kind of thought that, hey, great for the employees. They have placed themselves first.
Do you still have
that's
hope?
That's terrific.
Do you still have hope?
For the hospital to reopen?
Yeah.
I do. I don't know if it'll be under this outfit or an outfit in the future.
All right.
But I do have hope that Martins Ferry will see more health care in the future.
All right. Got a hard break coming up. What do you have on your show today? Let's promote that. 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time.
I have Erin Alietta. She is the election officer with the Ohio County Commission. She's coming in talking about some of the changes that have been made. I also have some representatives from FEMA and the Small Business Administration coming back in. I promised the community that I would do that once a week, and that promise continues. And then I have West Virginia Senator Laura Wakeham Chapman coming into the Trinity Health System studio during the final hour. course, we know she is she's being challenged for that Senate seat in first senatorial district. We'll talk to her about vaccines, the economy, and several other issues.
Fantastic. Listen to Steve Novotny, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, the River Talk Radio Network. Steve, thank you so much. You have a great day, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Dimitri.
If you want to know what's really going on, you got to keep it right here.